Lesson 3. Asexual reproduction. Spore. Sexual reproduction. Stamen. Pistil. Stigma. Ovary. Pollination. Fertilization. Embryo. You spot a dandelion on your lawn. Within days, you spot several more dandelions. Where did they all come from? By what process do plants reproduce? Read this selection to learn more about plant reproduction. Plant reproduction. Asexual reproduction. To survive, all living things must reproduce. One way that plants reproduce is by asexual reproduction. Asexual reproduction is the producing of a new living thing by one parent. A single cell of a plant might divide into two cells that become identical plants. A small knob or bud may grow on a simple plant, such as yeast. The bud then breaks off and becomes an exact copy of the parent plant. Another plant might reproduce by sending out runners, stems that grow along the ground and put down new roots. Some plants use spores to reproduce asexually. A spore is a reproductive cell that can develop into a new organism without joining another cell. Spores are usually small and light and are often spread by the wind. Mushrooms, mosses, and ferns use spores to reproduce. Sexual reproduction. Another way in which plants reproduce is through sexual reproduction. Sexual reproduction is the producing of offspring by the joining of a male sex cell and a female sex cell. The male sex cell is a sperm and the female sex cell is an egg. Reproductive parts of flowering plants. In flowering plants, the male and female parts for reproduction are in the flowers. Often, a flower will have both male and female parts. The stamen is the male reproductive part of a flower. It is a stalk with a tip that produces pollen. The pollen contains sperm. The pistil is the female reproductive part of a flower. At the top of the pistil is the stigma, a sticky part that catches the pollen. At the base of the pistil is the ovary, the part that produces the eggs. Pollination. The moving of the pollen from the stamen to the pistil is pollination. The wind and birds can move pollen. So can bees, butterflies, and other insects. Once pollen sticks to the stigma, a pollen tube begins to grow down to the ovary. Sperm from the pollen travel down the tube, and one sperm joins with an egg. The joining of a female sex cell or egg with a male sex cell or sperm is fertilization. After fertilization, a seed develops. It has a tough covering that protects the embryo and stored food inside. The embryo is the part of the seed that will develop into a new plant.